Let's talk interest rates and mortgages. An article in the Toronto Star today caught my attention. Now, the general theme was real estate agents were seeing a surge in home buyers desperate to get out of deals as rates continue to soar. Now, calls from concerned condo buyers have doubled over the last few months, according to the article. Many concerned, of course, with the mortgage rates. The Bank of Canada hiked interest rates 7 times last year, with potentially another hike coming on January 23rd. Now, the Bank of Canada's key interest rate now sits at its highest level since, get this, 2008. 2023 looks to be an ugly year for homeowners caught between higher rates and falling prices. Joining me now to talk about these rates and the concerns many purchasers are seeing. Joining us now is Ron Butler. He's a mortgage broker at Butler Mortgages. Ron, thank you for speaking to us today.
My pleasure. Happy to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about Canadians who put a down payment saying that they're going to purchase a condo. Then the last 18 months or so, everything just sort of blew up when it comes to what was real in the market. And many of these condos that are in the process of being built are very close to being built. And now Canadians are, in many cases, feeling the pinch. Are you hearing more of this across the country as well?
Yeah, this is a obvious and glaring issue that's coming up. We should probably look at the parameters of it. Most high-rise condos that are being completed probably started 4 or 5 years ago. And those prices, in some cases, depending on the location, weren't too bad. In other words, compared with what some of the prices are today, they're actually are pretty reasonable in terms of cost versus today's pricing. But the key problem that has come up is the ability to get a mortgage. So if we look back those years ago, mortgage rates were in the twos, ones, low threes, and now they're in the fours, fives, and sixes. So in many cases, and we also have the problem of the stress test, which adds another 2% to these already much higher rates and makes qualification for a mortgage pretty damn difficult. So we end up in a position where people who had a reasonable thought that they could get a mortgage would qualify for a mortgage when they bought the condo 4 or 5 years ago, and now they're in a situation where the mortgage bank is just saying, no, you don't qualify. Mm-hmm. And where does that put those people? What kind of difficulty does that put those people into?
Is it fair to say that this is putting tens of thousands of homeowners at risk of defaulting on their mortgages?
Well, in terms of the whole broad spectrum of mortgages in Canada, for all people, if we're not just talking about these folks waiting to buy a condo, if we talk about the broad spectrum of all people in Canada, it's absolutely a problem. There's no question that there's people today who have had a constant set of variable rate mortgage increases, who have had renewals at, in some cases, double the mortgage rate that they started out at, and those people are confronted with an almost unmanageable situation.
Is there anything in your mind on the policy side that can be done to help these people alleviate some of the financial stresses they're dealing with right now?
Well, happily for people who are in true hardship, some of the banks and credit unions, particularly on the West Coast, have offered amortization changes. That if you come to them and make a case that you're in hardship, that you can extend amortizations. For say your amortization is at 22 years right now, you can extend it all the way up to 30, 35, and in some cases even 40 years. So that reduces your payment. That is one method. Now, you're not paying off your mortgage at all, really, at 40 years or 35 years, but you do have a method to get through this particular time of extremely high rates. So people should reach out. They should try if they're experiencing real hardship, but in some cases it's just not going to be available. And at that stage, I don't know what the government can do. I mean, the government has supported, in some ways, this emergency reamortization for people in hardship. But short of reducing the central bank prime rate, which I don't see happening anytime soon, or the government mandating an increase to 35 or 40-year amortization, I don't see that there's anything that can happen in the immediate future.
You're in the mortgage and finance business. I mean, do you see this being one of the main stories of 2023, and just when you look at the numbers, ultimately something doesn't work here, and you just worry that every one bankruptcy is someone's life who's been turned upside down. Is this going to be a big political headache, do you think, moving forward across the country?
Well, absolutely. This is, without any sort of relief, this is going to grow and grow over the course of 2023. It's just the nature of the business. I mean, real estate and mortgages move slowly. They don't move quickly. It's not like the stock market. It doesn't happen in the blink of an eye. You just press a button and trade the stock. That's not the way it works. It moves slowly and it builds. And we shall see the buildup of kind of tragic outcomes for some people over the course of the next year, unless there is some kind of miraculous rate relief, which I just don't see it in the cards.
Do you see more rate hikes? I mean, I know it's a tough one to answer, but I think the next Bank of Canada announcement is set for January 23rd. Do you still see them holding or increasing rates at this particular point?
Betting is 71% in favor of another 25 basis point, 1/4% increase at the end of the month. Yes, that is what the market has priced in right now. And there could easily be another, there could be another increase in March, for all we know. Probably not the big 50 basis point, half a point, 3/4% increases. Don't think we'll see those, but we could see a couple of 1/4% increases before this stops.
For those that bought condos and certainly, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, should there be any sympathy for those people? I mean, I do get calls sometimes, and also on you know, hear it on social media that you took on too much debt. That is your problem. Or do you think there is sympathy among the public for some of this? Because there's others who say, look, something should be done to help these Canadians who bought in good faith and are now at a point, as you say, with the stress test and everything else, they can't get a mortgage and they're stuck.
I think it's really important to delineate two separate camps. There are a group of people who bought condominiums in bunches on a speculative basis with the intention not even to ever close. They didn't have the intention to ever close. They had the intention of selling by assignment and making a profit. And realistically, we can't be too concerned about those folks. They were in the business of speculation. They were in the business of making a bet. And if their bet went wrong, that's just the way it works if you're trying to make a profit on a speculative item. On the other hand, there's a group of people who bought places to live in. They bought family homes. They had a belief that they'd saved up their money, made deposits, and they planned on living in these properties. And for those people, that's a tragedy. I mean, they couldn't expect 4 years ago or 18 months ago or 24 months ago, whatever it was that they put their deposit down, they weren't expecting the kind of unbelievably big change we've seen in the mortgage landscape. In fact, nobody did. If you look back to when rates first started going up, the most aggressive prediction of rate increase, the most aggressive, nobody was even close, was that it would go up to 2.25%. It would increase 2.25%. I mean, we're at 4.25% and we haven't even stopped yet. We don't even know if we've stopped yet. So it's just beyond anybody's guess the kind of increases we've experienced.
Ron, thank you so much for your time today, my friend. Look forward to chatting with you in the future.
Thank you so much. Enjoyed it. Take care.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.